And hand this over to John, I think, who's going to give a presentation on some early information that's being kind of collected and compiled so that when there's planning done, it can be based on information that we have and know rather than made out of, like, hallucinated imaginations, maybe? Something like that.
Yes. So my name is John Weber, and again, I work for the Northeast Regional Ocean Council. That is a partnership of the New England states and federal agencies whose work is directly supporting the formal process that is underway, the regional planning process. And when I say work, what I really mean is a couple of things that we're going to get into. The first part, thank you, Nick. These maps are improving. Some venues, these maps look better than others. So this is good. I think you can see these big opportunities. We're going to have a chance to look at all of these maps, that's what you're looking at around the room, but I did want to set the stage a little bit. So when I say we're doing work, we're really talking about doing two things. One is that we're developing information, and we're doing that by going around and talking to people, and I'm going to give some examples of what that means. And we started off this work really about a year ago, recognizing that kind of no matter what this effort is really going to get at, and as we stop right now and are asking you to sit and talk with us and participate as we develop these goals and think about what actions could we undertake to get at these goals, we really need to start with also an understanding of what do we know and what don't we know. So there is existing information out there that we've been developing. So the first thing is that, and you know, kind of a couple of things will become immediately apparent. First one, and it's been said before, but I'll say it again, the ocean's busy, and that we all know. It's vital to our economy, our heritage, and our future. And if you start doing just a couple of simple things, you can actually see that in addition to just sort of accepting that as true. So if you take this map, is just showing from a nautical chart and from a couple of other sources where there are things like some of the traffic lanes, the cargo traffic lanes into Portland, heading up into the Bay of Fundy. You can, when we get around to it, you can see some other infrastructure, things like cables. Here's the area that the folks at Statoil are thinking about and having a conversation about. Let's go to the next slide. So that's nice. But then, when you talk to folks in the shipping community, they'll tell you, well, our boats, our traffic, our tankers, our tugs, our cargo vessels go all over the place. And you can grab some existing information from the Coast Guard, plot it out, and that's what these lines are. They're actually individual ship tracks. And sure enough, they do go all over the place. Starts to look pretty busy. So again, here's Portland. And all we've done is overlaid that on the map we were looking at before. Boston down here, you can see the amount of traffic coming in and out of Boston. Next slide. So, but there are obviously other uses out in the ocean too. And so one project we'll get into and look at a map of in a minute is we actually worked with boaters to start mapping where do recreational boating traffic, where does that really happen? We know how important that is, anecdotally certainly, to the coastal economy. Let's take a look at that. And so these brown lines, these brown areas that show up, are the results of that. And so you can start to see some trends. Shipping traffic kind of has patterns of where it goes, and certainly boating traffic tends to hug the coast, but not always. It'll go offshore too. So even just by combining those couple of data sets, three of the many uses, probably scratching the surface and certainly not including the most widespread use, which is of course fishing, it's a busy place. So this we know. So next slide. So really what I want to do, and maybe I'll go over here and start wandering around some more and grab the lights, is I really want to give you an idea of some of the types of projects and some of the types of engagement that we've been doing. Because really the point that we've been really trying to take is that our approach is where we develop maps, the maps, some of the examples you see up here, we really want to do that transparently. And so if that means that we want to, as you just saw, and here's another example which you can come up and take a look at. If we want to get an idea of where certain types of commercial vessel traffic, cargo vessels, tug and tow vessels, tankers, passenger vessels, if we want to know where that goes, we can map that, again, using that same data set I mentioned before. But when we've been doing this, we've been working with folks in those industries to say, so what do you think? Does this look right? What's missing? What's not there? What more can we do to help paint a better picture of this? And so we've gotten great feedback. So, for example, we first took a kind of conglomeration of this type of map to folks in the ports and shipping business, and they said, well, what you really need to do is you need to differentiate between tug and tow, because they have a certain pattern which really hugs the shore a lot more than, say, cargo vessels, which go all over the place because of the nature of their business. So if you really want to start having an understanding of shipping, this is what the kind of thing you need to do. That's great. That's great feedback. So we're working with folks in the ports and shipping communities to develop that type of information, review it with them, see what's missing. Kind of similarly, and you know, in a few minutes, you're going to have a chance to come out, go around and take a look at these maps, and Nick Napoli, who's right here, and I will be around to help answer your questions. Similarly, as you sort of saw before, we, you know, grabbed from existing information other types of information that relates to transportation and navigation, so where the shipping lanes are, things like some precautionary areas. That's also a subject where we're working with folks in the ports communities to understand where are things like pilot boarding areas. There are a couple of really important pilot boarding areas that may not show up on nautical charts, for example, for traffic that heads up here in Penobscot Bay. We need to understand where those are. They're there for a reason, and they're primarily related to safety. So we need to understand where those are so that we can, again, develop that kind of information. Best way to do that is go talk to the Penn Bay pilots. So that's that type of thing that we're, what we've been doing. So this is fun because this is the part where I get to channel my inner game show host or something like that. So there's kind of, we've kind of been developing those, that type of information, working with folks in the transportation community. In terms of energy and infrastructure, we've been talking with those folks as well. Betsy mentioned before some FERC involvement. And this is where FERC's been great, because we've had a series of meetings really last fall where we talked to folks in the energy business, and obviously FERC, Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, was involved with them. So they were present for those conversations. And one of the things we did is we said, look, we can grab maps that show areas where people like Statoil are interested in, where there are existing infrastructure such as cables, and if you come up to this map, you can see some of that. And we asked them basically the same kind of question. How well have we done mapping these? And actually the response for some of this was things like, well, your cable map is kind of crap. So we're working with them to kind of improve that so that we can get a clearer picture of what we have. That's great type of feedback. I've mentioned the boating survey that we did before. There's a map over here that sort of gives you an opportunity to look at a bigger picture of that. The way that we did this boating survey was actually working directly with boaters. There were something like 12,000 boaters that participated in the survey last boating season from New York through Maine, so across the whole region, where we asked them to go online one time per month and tell us, just show us on a map where you went. That's what these lines represent when you come up and take a look at that. That's great information. It had never really been collected like that in a way before. While we were doing that, we were also collecting information that allows us to start building a better picture of the economic importance of boating. I don't remember the exact numbers, but it is hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billion or more, across the region for just one season. So, you know, we're starting to, again, build some of this information through having conversations and getting information directly from the boating community.